Alrighty, third boo of the day. Wow. Three. And I'm still not up yet. I should say out of bed. But I was thinking more on hobbies. And I was trying to think, okay, the scrapbooking thing was a while ago. And then what was before that? I did ceramics. I would drive actually to another town and do ceramics. And I had to buy the paints and the brushes and the little tools and the actual ceramic pieces and then pay for if it needed firing or extra attention, excuse me. And then I was trying to think, do I have any hobbies now? One hobby that I never have given up is journaling. I use those composition notebooks to journal. And I go through spurts where I'll journal every day, pages and pages for months. And then I'll go months where I don't write anything down. I always write stuff down. And it's funny because, you know, the iPhone is, wow, you can do so much with it. But I don't use it to keep appointments. I still use the old-fashioned pen and paper and a notebook or a calendar. It's the calendar I get's usually for school. It doesn't start in January and end in December. It starts like in June and goes till August, I think, or something like that, or August to July. It's for school, and I use that, and I also put papers in it, you know, like you get your receipts and appointment cards, and then I have a rubber band wrapped around it. But I do my journaling in there because the space is big enough where I write important things that happened during or on that day. So then when my children inherit my stuff, they have all these journals and calendars to go through if they so choose. My man child says, I'm just throwing it in a big dumpster. I says, no, you're not. You're going to be curious as to what happened on such and such a day. It's just human nature. So I love journaling. I have tons of those composition notebooks. As a matter of fact, I have a whole file cabinet drawer full of them, along with calendars. And then, what was the other hobby? Oh, of course, podcasting and blogging are my current hobbies. And there's really no expense per se. It's just actually finding time and content matter to do. And with my iPhone. Well, you know what? I will say that. That was one of the big things that I wanted the iPhone for, or a smartphone, I should say, so that I could have more ease blogging and writing and even doing audio boos, because before I would have to actually sit at my desktop and use a microphone and do it that way. And then when I purchased my iPhone, which seems like I've always had it forever and ever, I got the app and I've been so happy. Life is so much easier. But those are my two main hobbies that I continue that have been far more inexpensive than any other hobby I've participated in that I remember. I'm trying to think. Anything else? No. That's pretty much it. Okay. This is my last boo of the morning. Can't guarantee the afternoon.